Tim Connell held his breath, then went to a cliff top in Merriweather, where he met Air Sports Newcastle owner and all-round hang gliding guru, Tony Barton.
All right, well, we're going to carry this glider out there.
Can I help with anything?
Yeah, while we're here, we'll just let you carry out a harness. Might as well have it all out there. We're setting up a hang glider here at Merriweather launch. It's up on Hickson Street. This is our flying site. We've been flying here for over 35, 40 years. But hang gliders, I'm sure you've seen them flying over the beaches of Newcastle all the time. Today we're teaching a new student how to fly. And so his first day, we're just setting up the glider, showing him how to set it up and what the parts are. But it doesn't look like we're going to get much of a fly day today, but that's kind of why we're here today.
So, Tony, I guess whether the conditions are quite right or not, it's quite a scene here that we're overlooking.
Yeah, this is the hang gliding spot up on Hickson Street, overlooks Burwood Beach. And you're facing to the south, and you can see Burwood Beach and Leggy's Beach, and off in the distance you can see Dudley Bluff, probably one of the more scenic places in Newcastle, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's turned into a brilliant sunny afternoon. There's not much wind here, as you mentioned, just enough to sort of make your eyes water. But on an ideal day, how windy would it be here, Tony?
Ideally, we want about 15 knots. Yeah, but, you know, give or take 5 knots either way. Right now, looking at the ocean, you see there's actually a bird pointing right away from us, just hovering right there. So I'd say it's about 12 knots from the south-southwest.
Right, so a bird is kind of a measure for these purposes.
Exactly.
Hi, my name's Dashan Allen. I'm from the UK. I'm here today on my first lesson of hang gliding, and I'm super, super excited. Yeah, this is my first day in Newcastle. I arrived this morning, and right now I can honestly say it's one of the most beautiful places I've been so far in Australia.
Then you're straight up overlooking the coastline, attempting to get some hang gliding done.
Yeah, that's the plan today, yeah, that's the plan. To be honest, I planned to do this hang gliding course in Adelaide, but it turned out I booked it for New South Wales. So I flew from Adelaide up to Sydney and then caught the train and the buses and then came to Newcastle and done it here.
Why has this become, I guess, a bit of a dream of yours?
I always wanted to, it might sound silly and funny, but I always wanted to be able to fly, you know, and I think this is the closest thing, hang gliding, that a person can, other than like base jumping, which I think is just a bit too crazy for my liking, I think hang gliding is the safest, closest thing to flying that I could possibly think of, so that's what drew me in, really.
Is there any element of fear to this for you, though?
A lot of the time I feel like fear is what drives me to do things, because it means that by doing it I'm able to expand my comfort zone a little bit further. So fear is just one of the forces that are pushing me towards doing this in the first place.
But you could be doing this in the UK. What's your reason for wanting to do this here?
Well, I think it's just the landscape. The different landscape is something that's going to make my jaw just drop when I'm up there and I'm there in that peaceful element. So I'd definitely say the scenic views.
What are you sort of taking in from this view?
Oh, wow. That's it in a word, you know, wow. So when I look at this view, it really makes me feel wholesome. Wholesome. Good word to use, I think.
This hang glider here is one of the training gliders. It's designed to launch and land slowly and handle quickly. We usually start a course out on the sand dunes, teach you how to run and handle the glider on the ground, and then we slowly work our way up higher and higher until you're comfortably launching from the top of the dune. Shepherd Hill is more of our advanced flying sites, just because it's more of a cliff. You just have to have the skills to learn how to land in smaller, tighter landing fields, you know, down at the bottom near the beach and the rocks. You know, the hang glider is very controllable, but you do have to have the skills necessary to keep yourself out of trouble. I've been here for about 21 years. Yeah, I've had this school about 20 years now.
And what's your background before that?
Okay, well, I came from Arizona in the States. I came over here for hang gliding competitions in the summer. At the time, I was United States National Hang Gliding Champion. I'd been on the world team in the U.S. for six years. So yeah, I had a great job just traveling around the world doing what I love to do and compete hang gliding. But when I came to Australia, I had a really good time over here and yeah, ended up staying.
I'm kind of blown away that you just said US hang gliding champion. That sounds like an amazing title to hold in a really, for a lot of us, extreme sport. What was it like getting to the pinnacle in that way?
It was great. I wasn't really thinking about achieving the pinnacle of hang gliding. That wasn't really my goal, but my goal at the time was just to learn how to fly the best I could. And to me, following people who were much better than me was the real thrill.
Wow.
It's that easy.
That looked amazing.
So, when I first took off and started flying, the winds were getting light. I was getting lower. I had to do a couple little passes until the wind picked up. Then I was able to turn and come in and land. Otherwise, if you miss that timing, you go down and land at the bottom, and then you have to pack up and carry it up the hill, which we don't want to do. That's too much work.
Dashan, we just saw Tony demonstrate a pretty amazing flight, as it seemed to me. What was it like to you watching that?
Yeah, it was incredible. It made me realize the level that I want to get to, you know. So, yeah, it was definitely jaw-dropping again.
Did I hear you guys talking about hitting an eagle? Was there some a little bit of wear and tear from an eagle?
Yeah, it seems like the claw of an eagle caught on to the hang glider. So we just had to double check it, make sure that there was no dents and things underneath. So just to make sure it's all safe and ready to go.
We didn't hit him. He hit us. He's the master of the sky. So he chooses when he wants to be hit or hit.
That's the sort of company you're keeping, right? You're up there with the eagles.
Yeah, that's correct. Usually they're very friendly and inquisitive. They like to come up and fly and with us and talk. But during the spring mating and nesting season, they get a little territorial. And sometimes they just remind you that you're getting too close to their area, so they'll do a little whack of your wing and let you know that you're not where you should be.
I guess for you being so experienced with hang gliding, what feeling do you get out of that these days when you do it? What's the feeling you're experiencing when you're up there?
Oh man, it's happiness, really. It's just something I've always loved as a kid and fascinated by flying, and yeah, that's my happy place.
Well, how would you describe the hang gliding community here?
Very close. Yeah, everybody, we've got a really good group of people here. Everyone helps each other out and help new students out. And it's one of the few places I've been in the world where there's a large group of pilots who have been flying for over 40 years that still continue to fly and active. It's just a beautiful place to fly, and wherever you go in the world, usually the flying community is very helpful and friendly to everyone. Yeah, it's kind of unlike a lot of sports. It's kind of a real brotherhood of people who enjoy flying.
I guess a lot of the visibility for the sport in Newcastle happens when there is an accident. What's it like being part of the community when that happens? You described it being a really close-knit bunch.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is the case. You know, you're very good friends with these people. You're very, you share a real intimate joy of flying that you can't really explain to other people unless they've experienced it themselves. And so, when an accident happens and you lose somebody or they quit the sport from injury or whatever, yeah, it's a real loss. You know, you feel a real friendship or family member missing. We all understand the nature of risky sports and realize that accidents can happen, but it's something we all live with.
Dashan is obviously very keen and enthusiastic. What's he got ahead of him in this initial part of his flying?
Yeah, I would say a lot of highs and lows, man. You're gonna be ecstatic with joy and then sitting on the ground kicking yourself that you tripped and fell or you know, but it's like an infant learning to walk. You know, you're going to get on your feet and you're going to learn a new thing and it's going to be exciting, but you are going to trip and hit a few coffee tables in the process. But once you get your balance and start walking, it's all uphill from there, man. It just gets better and better. It's the most rewarding thing I think I've ever done.
Tony Barton there. He's a hang glider in Newcastle, former US hang gliding champion who's made the Hunter his home. And you also heard from Dashan Allen, who was having his first lesson on his very first day in Newcastle.